Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 727 and a half, down 5 3/4. Soft May wheat, 662 3/4, down 6 1/4. May corn, 499 3/4, down 2 1/2. July, 505 1/4, down 2 3/4. December, 502 1/4, down 3 1/4. May soybeans, 1489 1/4, down 6. July, 1471 3/4. Now 72, even, down 6. November, 1223 1/4. They're down 4 1/4. May soybean meal, 481.40, down 70 cents. May soybean oil, 42.55, down 36. April live cattle, 143.35, down 40. April feeder cattle are 178.30. They're down 57 1/2. April lean hogs are 125.25. And they're up 22 1/2. We are in Thursday of our spring membership drive. Alongside me is Les Schulte, our corporate support director. And Les, if you're walking around the fields right now, let's say you're doing that, and with the rain and all, and it just starts, you know, stopped raining, and you're out and about, and you can begin to get that smell of the dirt, the fresh dirt, and you're getting, wanting to get into the garden, and our producers are wanting to get into the fields. And it reminds me that every spring really is a time of renewal.
It is. It is time of renewal, Dave. And, you know, farmers know that. People in agriculture know that it's a cycle. It's a cycle of growth. It's a cycle of harvest. Mm-hmm. And right now, you know, we want to get that cycle of growth started. So if it's time for you to renew your contribution to WILL, maybe it's been about a year since you've made a contribution to WILL and for our agricultural service, now is your time to renew. I call this Get Around to It Thursday, Round to It Thursday. Sometimes
you're
you
a procrastinator, aren't you?
You betcha. Big time. big time procrastinator. And I know how that how you can put things off to the last minute, and but you know they're important, and you know you got to get them done. So if making your pledge of support to WILL falls into that category, let's get it done right now at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Maybe a $100 contribution would be great right now.
And when you make that contribution in support of agriculture, do please say agriculture. Mm-hmm. Some other wonderful things are going to also happen, Les.
Sure. We have a group of loyal ag businesses who have been loyal to this station and supporting the station for many, many years, and they've come together to put together a special match fund for every pledge made during this spring membership drive that mentions agriculture. Our group of ag businesses will each donate a dollar to WILL, and they will each donate a dollar to the College of ACES Agricultural Communication Scholarship Fund for the University of Illinois. So your pledge now will help support WILL in a very positive and influential way, and scholarships for the ag communication students at the U of I. Just mention agriculture as one of the programs that you use here on WILL. And we want to thank folks like Total Grain Marketing, the Andersons, Global Commodity Analytics, Farm Credit Illinois, Bates Commodities, and AgriGold for helping to make this fund possible.
Do make your call right now, won't you? 217-244-9455. Say agriculture. Dave and Todd, thank you for that. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. Actually, I'm in Waco, Texas.
Yeah, well, that's home, isn't it?
Yeah, that's home. I'm on my compound taking care of my goat herd this morning.
Well, goat milk is a mighty fine product.
Well, these are meat goats.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and look at the marketplace. Interesting day after the WASDE report released put some spike highs in the market. Corn and soybeans have backed off later in the week, backed off today. technically, what does these kind of price actions suggest going forward?
Well, the only thing that we can look, I think we want to take a quick look backwards.
Okay.
And basically, since this rally has began back in the January, early February time frame, depending upon which commodity you're looking at, we've had several or two or three of these kind of spike high, reversal down type price actions, and within, I'd say 4 or 5 days, they have generally been negated, and the market continued to resume to the upside. Now whether or not this will be the case or not, we'll have to, you know, be on pins and needles over the next two or three days to see whether or not the market can gather its bearings. I can only speak to my experience watching the markets. And, you know, yesterday, ever since we started having government reports during the trading session, I mean, it's in the classic Trading Places movie, where everything goes wild for 2 or 3 minutes, and then it settles down, and we'll have to see, you know, where we go from here. But when you look at USDA supply-demand revisions, there's nothing bearish in them. The corn number, export number up to 1750, there's no doubt that was a 125 million bushel increase, was a shocker to the trade when they were only looking for 50. I myself was only looking for 100, so that was even a surprise for me. But, you know, it brings down ending stocks, and anytime you have shrinking ending stocks, it's generally friendly to the marketplace. Now the report is, and beans, they did import beans, increase imports and cut crush and all this stuff, but we're still 55 to 60 million bushels short that the balance sheet needs to kind of ration out over the next few months, either through sales cancellation or something. So the balance sheets are still generally bullish. I think the market is now just taking a breather from that big surge to the upside that we saw yesterday. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if this breather would probably last on up through the first part of next week. And then it'll be time, if the market's going to kind of regain its bearings and take another run to the upside, then that would be the time frame for that to happen. And I imagine that's going to have a lot to say with what the weathermen are telling us. We do have some pretty heavy rains in the eastern Corn Belt, I think, over the weekend. We'll see what the weather maps look like come Monday morning, whether or not this market will gather its bearings and try to keep climbing higher and see whether or not it can take out that spike high.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at the prices as they're trading now. May corn for 99¾ down 2½. December 502¾ down 2¾. May beans are 14.89¾. They're down 5½. The Novembers are 12.23½. They're down 4¼. Joining me in the studio is Les Schulte. He's our corporate support director. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Dave.
It looks to me like we have heard now from 40 people
cool.
who have said yes to agriculture. So we're making some headway this morning on Thursday, which is often called moving day, isn't it?
Moving day?
Moving day.
Time to get moving.
Time to get moving.
You bet. So in time to move to the phone and make that call at 217-244-9455. Or maybe move on over to your computer and click onto willpledge.org and make your pledge online. That's quick and easy to do. If it's time for you to renew your contribution, if you made a pledge last year about this time to support services here on WILL, renew that pledge. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
And don't forget to mention agriculture. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.